Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey there, it's Kelly and Anthony welcoming you to the Wake Up Calls full show podcast.
You can always catch us live on KFrog Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. to 10 a.m.
But if you missed any of today's show or you just wanted to spend a little more time with us, you came to the right place.
So without further ado, let's take it away with today's show.
Let's go!
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh my God, I have to turn up the volume.
On 95.1 KFrog.
You ever just wake up craving a certain food?
I guess sometimes.
Okay, we got like this gigantic watermelon yesterday, and I killed like one Tupperware full, so I have another one, and I'm like ready to go again.
Really?
I know.
Did you see me eating watermelon yesterday?
No,
is that
did
why?
You have some?
Yeah, and I have some today too.
Isn't that just the best fruit?
It was on sale at Costco because of Memorial Day, so we got one of those giants. Like, I have like four giant things of Tupperware in my
little
fridge.
Bargain shopper. Good job, Kel. How was your night last night?
It was so much fun. Last night was Carter's last t-ball game, so the team decided, well, let's all just go have some pizza afterwards.
Cute.
So we went and had like a little mini pizza party, and it was one of those stories you always hear, but you've never actually seen it. So we went to the Pizza Hut off of Palm and Kendall. They have like a little arcade there, and they have a claw machine. And our coach was talking about, oh yeah, last time we were here, my buddy's son got stuck in the claw machine. And I was like, no way. And he's like, no, he seriously did. He crawled in, let the door shut, and then crawled into the stuffed animals because he wanted like one of the teddy bears or something that was in there. I was like, you're lying. Showed me the picture, and there is his friend's kid sitting in there with all of the stuffed animals. From that point on, all the parents were on like high alert. Like, okay, don't let that be our
Where's
kid.
Where's Billy? Where is he?
Because then, to make matters worse, he was saying that they didn't have the key for it, so they had to call the fire department to come get the kid out. And then, they got the kid out, and the kid was like, well, do I get my teddy bear?
Yeah. That was the whole point of my mission to get in there.
You know what? You tried so hard. I think we will give you that teddy bear.
You've got to be so small, though, because those openings are like no bigger than my hand.
Yeah. To get in and then get past the door so that the door can shut.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy, though?
That is some kind of skill.
Back in my day, you actually had to win your animal rather than
right.
to get
the claw
stuck in there.
Yeah.
I can win a kid.
The only morning show I wake up with.
In the morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Now waking up.
On 95.1 KFrog.
It's another Wet Nose Wednesday here on KFrog, where we introduce you to our furry friends who are looking for their forever home at the Corona Animal Shelter. Ginny, who do you have for us today?
Well, we got a really sweet guy. You got to see the picture of him. His name is Waylon. And like his namesake, he was a true rebel. He was living on the streets for, being an outlaw for about 3 years. Now he's looking for his forever home. He needs a really loving family because he's really kind of scared. This is all new to him. They just need him to relax and live a calmer life. He likes napping in the sun or on your lap. He loves chin rubs. So he's still a little bit shy, but he'll give you a smile and tons of love. So check out the picture. He's got the most beautiful blue eyes.
I love Aww. It. All right, dog lovers, time to meet Sitka. She's a gorgeous 8-year-old red and brown Labrador Retriever Rohegian Ridgeback mix. She was turned in by her owner, no specific reason. She's an older girl with a very sweet temperament, very friendly with children and other dogs, so if you have either of those in the home, they are sure to get along. She's a bigger sized dog, but don't let that scare you away, because she's not aggressive at all, very playful. When we get to go down to the shelter and see these pets, she's one of those that just comes and rubs up against you and does like that nose thing, because she wants you to pet her, so very, very sweet. If you want to find out more on Waylon and Sitka, visit kfrog.com/pets. That's kfrog.com/pets. You can find the link on our Facebook page at KFrog Radio, or visit the City of Corona Animal Services and Shelter.
So I recently took Bruiser, my dog, for his very first trip to the groomer, and he loved it. So I'm like, okay, I got to start doing this more often. But after reading this story, I need to make friends with the groomer. So there was a woman in Missouri that her dog, Ruger, decided that he wanted to jump into what was a pool but looked like a swamp. So afterwards, she was like, okay, that's it. We got to take you to the groomers. You're all matted up, nasty. And this is a Newfoundland dog, one of those big, giant, 150-pound dogs. Mm-hmm. So she calls her groomer. The groomer's not available, so she takes her to a different groomer. And just like, okay, you know, what I'm looking for is a teddy bear cut. Just kind of clean them up. Well, I guess she got a little too specific in what she wanted, and maybe she got a little too demanding, because when she went to go pick up her dog, Ruger, the groomer gave her what's called a pantless cut, where she completely shaved the back half of the dog.
And that was it?
That was it. The front of the dog, still furry, but the back of it completely shaved down, so it looked like it had pants on. She said when she got there to pick up Ruger, all she could do was laugh because he just looked so funny. You can imagine this big giant dog and just completely shaved on the back half.
No pants.
Yes. And it was so funny that she shared a clip of the dog on YouTube. And she, all she's doing is just laughing through the entire thing. Ruger's walking around totally unfazed. He's probably like, oh, there's a breeze. I don't normally get this. She said when Ruger came running out of the back of the room, she said it looked like one of those men that's been cheating on the wife. And she goes running out without his pants on. She said, that's what my dog looked like. So, moral of the story, you got to be nice to the groomer. Otherwise, your dog is going to end up pantsless.
We don't want that.
No.
Love the way you do get me started.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Woo!
On 95.1 K-Frog.
Taking a look at what's trending this morning. Well, tomorrow night, game one of the NBA Finals will tip off. And if you're not a basketball fan, you might not care. But if you're a Chipotle fan, you will be glued to the TV. Because Chipotle is going to be giving up to $1 million in free burritos during the finals.
Nice.
How delicious does that sound? All you need to do is listen for any of the commentators to say the word free. This could be free throws, free agents, etc. Any mention of the word free by the play-by-play announcer, color commentator, or sideline reporter during the first half of the game will result in 500 free burritos, while any mention during the second half means 1,000 free burritos. And all you have to do is listen for the word free, jump on Twitter, grab the free burrito code that Chipotle will tweet out during the game. I am making it my mission tomorrow to get one of those coupons.
To get a coupon code for a free burrito?
If there's two things I'm really good at, it's watching sports and being on Twitter.
Okay.
I think I can do this.
All right. So, this is right up your alley. You love Chipotle.
This is it. I do.
All right. It's the end of the school year, so parents are probably breathing a sigh of relief right now. Well, until the whole I'm bored phase kicks in. But parents, over the school year, I'm sure you've caught yourself telling your kid, hurry up. But just how many times have you said it? Okay, this number shocked me. Nutri-Grain actually did a survey of more than 2,000 parents. Parents have asked their kids to hurry up almost 540 times.
Whoa.
During the school year.
That's a lot.
That is a lot of times. But if you think about it, I'm like, yeah. I mean, not even getting ready for school, getting ready to go anywhere. I know I'm telling Carter all the time, hurry up, go grab your shoes. Hurry up, do this, hurry up. 540 times.
That's exhausting.
Parents are saying, hurry up during the school year. They also say that parents need to remind their kids at least twice during the morning to either get dressed, brush their teeth, or put their shoes on, which totally makes sense.
Yeah.
I would be really impressed, though, if they could tell you the number of times I've said no over the year, because that right. number would be ridiculous. It's 5:59 here on K-Frog.
And if we could get Chipotle to give a free burrito every right? time.
Yes.
No. There we go.
We'd be stuffed.
Good morning. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Every morning.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
Thomas Rhett here on K-Frog 606. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. Wednesday already, the week is flying by.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Yeah, yesterday was National Burger Day. We were talking about some of the America's favorite burgers. Five Guys topped the list, followed by In-N-Out, then Wendy's, McDonald's, Burger King, and Shake Shack. So we decided we'd take it a step further today. We would talk about the classy burger places, places where you actually have to go sit down to eat your burger.
That's
no
right, no.
drive-through mm-hmm, available. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to go get a burger, you have to sit down. You can't drive through. Where do you go?
And we were talking about this yesterday, and I came up with like a list of 10. You said,
I know. It's like, just need one,
just
Anthony.
One. So after thinking about it, I had to roll with Red Robin.
Red Robin.
Yes.
That's a good choice. And they have a good variety, too.
Great variety. I'm pulling up the menu right now. Like, these pictures are amazing. Every single burger looks delicious. Red's Double Tavern, the avocado bacon cheeseburger. Like, I'm a pretty simple guy. Like, I don't need, you know, a ton of stuff on my mm-hmm. burger. You know, cheese, lettuce, tomato.
You're a simple burger guy?
That's it.
See, and I'll give it to Red Robin because they have one of my favorite things to put on a burger, a fried egg.
They got a couple egg ones.
That is so good.
Can't
okay,
beat an egg.
Ginny, if you're going to go sit down and get a burger, where are you going?
I don't sit down and eat.
Well, we know Ginny don't cook.
Always on the go.
I know. I don't know how to eat food that I don't unwrap and eat in my car. I don't know. I actually do like Five Guys when, you know, because I can get specific, like the different fried onions on there and all kinds of great stuff, mushrooms and stuff. So,
and technically they're a sit down.
Yeah,
so that
that's
works.
True.
Totally works.
Good pick.
All right, if I'm going to go get a burger, I am definitely going to Habit Burger.
Oh,
Habit has
good pick.
Some of the best burgers, and I am the type that I like weird stuff on my burger, like a fried egg. But they have, I think it's called like the Santa Barbara Burger.
Yeah,
and it's the avocado with the sourdough. Forget about it. I'm done. Good. So good.
Such a. They catered my wedding too.
Did they really? And you didn't even pick
them?
And
I forgot.
What a jerk.
Gosh, dang it.
It's funny though. And I don't know if it's just a SoCal thing because we put this up on K-Frog's Facebook page. And even talking about the best place to sit down and get a burger, In-N-Out shows up repeatedly.
As it should.
As the top place.
You can't beat. That's what I don't understand about this list we were going over, how Five Guys beat In-N-Out. I don't understand that.
I don't understand that one either, because I would totally pick In-N-Out over Five Guys.
I would too.
We wouldn't see Ginny, though.
To pick
Ginny,
her up on the way.
Yeah.
I go through the drive-thru there. There you go.
I just want to see the sunrise in your eyes.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
On the radio.
I listen every morning.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
95.1 K-Frog, 627. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. Giving a little shout-out to Aisha Ranhawa. We were talking about her yesterday, the eighth grader from Corona who's taken part in the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
Yeah.
She made it through round three yesterday and will continue in the competition later on this morning. She advanced on the words agua fresca.
Okay.
And redoubtable.
Oh. Oh, I didn't even know that that was a word. Okay.
I'd have been eliminated first round. So anybody that knows us knows that we're highly competitive. So we're taking part this morning in the first annual K-Frog Spelling Bee.
See, but I wish we were competing in something that I'm good at. I will admit I am a terrible speller, like to the point like I don't even get the red squiggly line. Like that's how bad I mess up the word.
Words just thinking, what the heck is she trying to spell?
I got nothing. That's usually what it tells me. So
I'm not
really
any good either.
Really so, nervous about this.
This should be embarrassing.
Ginny, you have our words for us?
Our moderator, Ginny Harmon.
All right. Kelly will have three words. And
I'd love this.
The word for Kelly is...
Oh, gosh.
Soliloquy.
Oh, my gosh.
The word is soliloquy.
I have no idea.
The act of talking to oneself. Soliloquy.
I was
hoping
to
say S-I-L-L-A-Q-U-E. I have no idea.
I'm sorry.
That was a big buzzer.
That was a no.
Was she close?
No.
No. Anthony, can you do soliloquy?
No, I'd like a new word.
No, you have to try. Come on.
Soliloquy. Can I have the, or what are the questions
the
I ask?
The origin?
Yeah. Okay.
The soliloquy. Origin is from the computer.
Soliloquy. S-I-L. Okay.
There you go.
What is it?
S-O-L-I-L-O-Q-U-Y. Soliloquy.
Okay, I said siloquy.
We were hoping for words like truck or dog.
This isn't going well. Okay.
Anthony, your word is efficacy.
Oh, my goodness, Ginny.
The efficacy of a drug. Efficacy.
I'll be blown away if I get the first letter right. Say it again.
Efficacy.
E?
That is correct.
E, F, that's all. I literally have no idea. I've forgotten the word already.
Efficacy. Kelly, can you take efficacy?
We're going to go, let's see if I can get just one letter past you. I'm going to go E, F, F, I, C, A, C, Y.
That is correct.
Shut up. Seriously?
Kelly gets a point. All right. This is our third word. Kelly could take the whole thing here with this third word.
But it's not likely.
It is not likely.
Hey, you're the moderator. You're supposed to be neutral.
I'm sorry. You're equally not as smart. The word is egregious.
Oh, okay. Let's
egregious.
See. We're going to go. Sorry, I'm spelling it out so I can see. I'm going to go EGREGIOUS.
That is incorrect. You could tie it up if you can get it, Anthony. Egregious.
Egregious. E G R E G I O U S.
That is correct.
Ooh.
Wow. I'm shocked.
You are both tied.
We're tied? Wow. We're equally horrible.
By the way, egregious, conspicuously bad.
Yes, you,
well, it's you very betcha. Fitting. All right.
Our tiebreaker word is facetious.
Huh.
Facetious. We're both like, okay.
Kelly, give it a try. Facetious.
I'm going to go F.
Correct.
A. C. I-O-U-S, I have no idea.
That is incorrect. Anthony, for the steal, can you do facetious?
Facetious. F-A-C-I-C-O-U-S.
I'm going to stop you there. The show isn't that long. It is incorrect.
So, moral of the story, we both suck
so
at
no
selling.
So, no winner.
No.
Okay.
There is no winner in this.
I'm well, so shucks. Sorry.
And I'm pretty sure everyone just got a little dumber listening to all that.
That's right. Facetious, meant to be humorous or funny.
That's what we were trying to do.
That didn't work either.
Go ahead, turn it up, up, up.
Brightens up your day. Wakes me up and gets me in the mood.
It's the wake-up call.
Don't stop it.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
706 here on K-Frog, and Kelly has your grab-and-go gossip.
It's brought to you by Dr. Troy Andreasen at PlasticSurgery.com, where you can always call for consultation at 1-800-NEW-LOOK. So it was just a couple months ago that Jeopardy host Alex Trebek shared his diagnosis of stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Luckily, we have some good news to share. He just revealed that he's near remission and that some of his tumors have already shrunk by more than 50%.
Wow, that's awesome.
That is amazing, considering his specific type of cancer has a 9% survival rate.
Wow, good for him.
That is some great news. Rehab or a wellness retreat, either way, Game of Thrones, Kit Harington is taking some time for himself. The initial report was that Kit secretly checked into a luxury rehab for stress and alcohol abuse ahead of the show's ending, which hit him really hard, according to some sources. Now, he played Jon Snow on Game of Thrones for almost 8 years. And according to a source, he realized that this was it. This was the end. And he had one of those moments of what's next? What do I do with my life? Which led to some stress and might have led to some other problems. Either way, he is getting some help for himself, which is great for him. All right. We might have a new couple alert. Check this out. Our very own Chase Rice was spotted with Olympian Allie Reisman Monday night at Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final.
Wow.
Now, according to some sources, they were spotted holding hands right after his set. He performed at the Stanley Cup Final party that they had in Boston City Hall Plaza. Mm-hmm. They sat together for the game. A rep for Chase Rice, though, says that they're just friends. There's nothing going on there. They're just friends. I don't know about you, but I don't hold hands with my friends.
No.
Right. We might go catch a hockey game, but I'm not going to hold their hand.
And wow. I like Allie, too. I approve that. That's good.
I think it's super cute.
Yeah.
And Allie's been in the headlines because she dated Colton, who was the Last Bachelor.
Right when you said her name, I'm thinking, who the heck did she just date? Yeah,
Colton Underwood. Yes. Yeah. Which, if you think Colton Underwood and Chase Rice, they're kind of similar looking, both athletic, blonde
same
guys.
Build.
So I think it totally makes sense.
I'm here for it. I like it.
We know who Chase Rice has his eyes on.
Waking you up every morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Every morning.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
728 here at K-Frog. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. We've got Tailgate Fest tickets on the line. So let's play another round of the 10 question takeover. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do this. Question number one. How many continents are there in the world?
Seven
is correct.
Question number two. The Boston Bruins and St. Louis Blues are facing off against each other for what trophy?
Oh,
The Stanley Cup.
The Stanley Cup is correct.
Question number three. Abu, Yago, and Raja are all animals from what Disney film?
Aladdin.
Aladdin is correct.
Question number four. At a baseball stadium, what color is the foul pole?
Green.
Not green. Sorry. To steal question number four, what color is the foul pole?
Yellow.
Yellow is correct.
Question number five. Lauren Akins is married to what country music artist?
Thomas Rhett.
Thomas Rhett is correct.
Question number six. The Scripps National Spelling Bee is happening this week. What letter does pterodactyl start with?
T.
T as in Thomas?
Yes.
That is incorrect. Sorry. All right, for question number six, what letter does pterodactyl start with?
Is a P?
P is correct.
Ah, okay.
Question number seven, what U.S. state is nicknamed the Sooner State?
I don't know. Georgia.
No, not Georgia.
Dang it. Okay.
What state is nicknamed the Sooner State?
Michigan?
Not Michigan. All right, it's question number seven. What U.S. state is nicknamed the Sooner State?
Pennsylvania.
No, sorry.
Still looking for the Sooner State. What state is that?
Five Guys.
Five Guys is correct.
Question number nine. Tell us who invented the light bulb.
Thomas Edison.
Thomas Edison.
All right, question number 10. You get this right, you win the Tailgate Fest tickets. This Tailgate Fest artist ditched social media and has been doing the flip phone challenge.
Brantley Gilbert.
Not Brantley Gilbert. Sorry. To win the Tailgate Fest tickets, what artist is doing the flip phone challenge?
Brett Eldridge.
Brett Eldridge is correct, and you're going to see him at a Tailgate Fest.
Yay! Awesome. Thank you.
You're going to go see Brett, Lee Bryce, Brantley Gilbert, and so many more. Going to be heading out to Leal Ranch in Eastvale this August.
Awesome. 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 Thank you. Thank you.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
Michelle from Riverside.
Michelle, we're going to hook you up with a pair of tickets. Tickets on sale right now, latailgatefest.com. Price is going up this Saturday. Don't you worry about that, Michelle.
Yay. Thank you.
Hey, come on, wake up.
Waking up. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Puts me in a good mood for the day.
Uplifting.
Very funny.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
I guess we broke the news. Nobody knew that the Sooner State is actually Five Guys. No, we had a little bit of a glitch. Yeah. Yes, the Sooner State is Oklahoma. So for the text messages, thank you guys. Yes,
they got it right too. So just.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And then the following question, you know, the answer was Five Guys.
Yes. So she technically did win the tickets. Everything was legit. We just had a little glitch on our side.
There's going to be so many Five Guys employees today. With they're going to say, customers are walking in calling us the Sooner States.
Sooner States. Boomer Sooner. Can I get that burger?
Traffic is brought to you by... Oh, you ready?
Yeah, go for it.
We had another glitch there.
Here we go. Waking you up with the most country.
Wake up in the morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony on 95.1 K-Frog.
And it is the Wake Up Calls. You call it. This is where we bring our problems to you and see if you can help give us some advice. So I have some friends who I've known for a really, really long time. Recently, we were hanging out and you guys are going to laugh because this might sound a little hypocritical, but my friend's mouth was like a sailor's. And I know, and you guys know, I have a really bad potty mouth, but typically I know when and where to filter myself. And normally it wouldn't bug me, but this time my son was in the room and I don't typically cuss in front of my son. Yeah. That is one place I do filter myself. And at first I just kind of like looked at her and kind of did the, come on, dude, like my kid's right there. And she just kind of laughed. And then it wasn't even a couple minutes later, and it was like a war zone with all the F-bombs she was dropping. And finally, I was like, hey, watch your mouth. Like, Carter's right there. And she was like, oh, come on. It's not like he hasn't heard it before, which is true. Like, occasionally a bad word will slip or he'll say someone else in public say something like that. But I don't want him to hear it. And he knows he's not allowed to repeat it, but it's just not something that I want him to hear on repeat. So after explaining to her that, you know, the only F word I want my kid to know is fire truck, she was like, oh, come on. Like, it's not that big of a deal. And to me, it was. And I was like, okay, maybe I'm just that overprotective parent, but I don't want him, especially he's only 4 years old. I don't want him hearing that and then maybe going to school and repeating it. So we packed up and we left. Like, it was kind of that awkward thing, but I was like, okay, like next time we hang out, maybe it'll just be an adult thing.
Well, and as you should too, because if she's trying to put up an argument, like, no, it's fine. It's fine if I say this. You're his mom.
Right.
Like, you don't want your son hearing that word. So as the friend, clean it up for the hour or two, however long you guys are hanging out. Don't put up an argument like, oh, I should. It's fine. I'll just say an F-bomb here, an S-bomb here. It's okay. Because I'm sure the more he hears it, too, I know he's not supposed to say it.
Right.
But you never know. It could just come out one day.
Well, and he is, like, the word proctor. Like, if I say words that he's not allowed to say, like things like stupid or shut up, he's like, Mommy, you can't say that. That's a bad word.
Good
for him. I'm like, you're right. I need to watch myself. But she has kids, too. That's the other thing. And she talks just the way she normally does in front of her kids. And I'm just like, oh, like, even now, because I'm a mom, like, I notice it in public, like, seeing people cuss. I'm like, there's a kid right there. Like, what are you doing?
Have you heard her kids say the words?
I haven't heard them say that. And so, I mean, maybe that's their thing is, like, Mommy says it, you don't. And that's whatever. Everybody has their own parenting style. But for me, I'm like, I don't want my kid to hear that.
I wouldn't either.
If they hear it too, they may ask somebody, what does blah mean?
Right?
You don't want that either.
Well, and hopefully it's not that friend because she would explain it. So for the wake-up calls, you call it. Okay, parents, is it okay to cuss in front of your kids? Or if you're in my position, did I handle it right? Should I have left or should I have just been like, okay, we need to sit down with my son and have a conversation about words that you use and you don't use.
Well, you have some people weighing in. This text message from 714 and says, your kid, your rules, plain and simple. How you want to raise your kids is your decision and no one should have anything to say about it, which I completely agree. Like I said, I don't understand why she was putting up a fight that she really wanted to use these words in front of your family.
Well, and she has kids and she cusses in front of her kids. So I guess she just thought, you know, well, this is what I do in my house, so it's okay. What do you think about the you call it?
I'm a personal trainer and, you know, I'm a bodybuilder and I cuss all the time in front of my clients and out in public, but I do have a little 2-year-old and kids are like sponges. So you just gotta, it's out of respect for yourself and other parents in front of you. You know, I train 12-year-olds, 6-year-olds, and even the moms that I train with them, we have to limit ourselves in front of children just so that way out of respect and how they grow as adults, you know, you have to watch what you say in front of kids. It's that simple.
The sponge thing is spot on because, yes, they will totally suck it up. And then they will say it at the worst time possible. Yeah, you want to talk about your parenting skills? Yeah, that's when you look like a real winner.
Here's another text rolling in from the 951 says, the F word should never be said, especially around children. I used to say it all the time until I realized how trashy it sounds coming out of your mouth. So unclassy and really unnecessary.
See, and you know, like I said, I don't have the best mouth if I'm talking with friends or things like that. But in front of my son, I know when and what to filter out in front of him because I don't need him saying things like that. Okay, let me tell you this, though. A little follow-up to the whole friend thing. After I left, she felt bad about it. And she was like, okay, you know, I don't want this to ruin our friendship. So she sent me an article on why it's okay to cuss in front of your kids. Yeah, because she's just trying to prove her point. And she had like bullet points. Let me just give you a couple of the bullet points because this just made me roll my eyes. The number one bullet point was because I've already given up enough. I'm going to talk the way I want because it's me. I was like, okay, you're a parent. Mm-hmm. That's what you do for your kids. You give up things, you know, sacrifices that they're going to learn the word eventually. I get
that.
Yeah, but
it doesn't need to be that early of an age.
Yeah,
but
he just, at 4 years old.
Doesn't need to know that at four. Yes, not at all. And she said, well, and sometimes, you know, my parenting requires me to cuss. All right.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a little overboard in my opinion.
You need to get an Excel spreadsheet ready to go. You need to put your bullet points in there.
Right?
PowerPoint.
I didn't know this turned into a full-on debate with my friends. Yeah. All right. You get the last word in the wake-up calls. You call it. What do you think?
I have a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old, and my vote is definitely not cool except for the parents. When my son was 3, he was in a class, and when the teacher would say, it's clean-up time, there was a little girl in his class who would shout, oh, hell no, for cleanup time.
Let me guess, he brought that home with him.
Oh, the whole class picked it up. So she would say, it's cleanup time, and then 10 3-year-olds would all shout, oh, hell no.
Is that your son in the background?
Yes, that's Max. Max, can you say good morning?
What's up, Max? Hey, it's cleanup time.
Is that a naughty word? He says, yes, that's naughty.
See, he learned, though.
Right.
A wake up to the country sound.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Good morning.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
That's a wrap for the Wake Up Calls full show podcast. Thanks so much for listening.
Make sure you rate and subscribe the podcast, and you can follow us on social media.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at KFrog Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.